Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are studying the subject of holiness. In Isaiah chapter 35 at verse 8, we find these words, "And a highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the highway of holiness. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for him who walks that way." God wants us to live a life of holiness, to walk through our life on this highway of holiness that Isaiah refers to. And it's a life that is one representative of the holiness of God. Holy means pure or undefiled, and it also means consecrated or set apart for God. We live in the midst of a wicked and perverse generation, the scripture calls it, and yet we are to live a life that does not reflect that generation, but instead reflects the holiness and purity of the God that we love and serve. Today we are talking about practical holiness. What does it look like in daily life? Yesterday we talked about the issue of honesty specifically related to lying, being dishonest in words and in the way we present ourselves. So often people indulge in what is often called little white lies or social lies or professional lies and never repent of them because they don't even see it as sin per se. And yet, if you're going to develop holy habits, habits that are from the heart of God, issues of integrity must be very fundamental in your life. And so the issue of speaking the truth in love and putting away lying, as Ephesians chapter 4 exhorts us, you will have to be committed to allowing the Holy Spirit to prick your conscience and to respond to that nudging when you are communicating with others. Another area of honesty which we want to deal with today has to do with the issue of stealing or thievery. Many types of stealing that go on unabated in many, many people's lives are very simple types of stealing or thievery that they often do not recognize as being theft or dishonesty. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28, it says, "Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him who has need." This scripture makes it very clear that the writer, the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is exhorting those who've come out of a lifestyle of darkness, of unrestrained sinfulness, who used to engage in stealing of various kinds, that those individuals are exhorted to steal no more. We know from the Ten Commandments laid out in the book of Exodus that the Lord made one of those commandments very clearly, "Thou shalt not steal." And yet today, employee theft is on the rise in the United States. In fact, according to a study by the American Management Association, U.S. businesses annually lose over $10 billion to employee pilferage. Pilferage refers to stealing in very small quantities. When an employee steals a pen or paper, they take home the postage stamps or take simple, small things that perhaps the employer would not notice. This is referred to pilferage, where stealing takes place in very small quantities. And yet many people who indulge in this kind of theft do not even realize or recognize this type of behavior or action as being theft. When someone makes copies on the employer's copy machine. They're stealing the ink. They're stealing the toner from that copy machine. They're stealing the paper that the copy was printed on. When a person makes personal phone calls on the employer's phone and they're making long distance phone calls, they're stealing the money that that employer will have to pay for that long distance call. Likewise, when an employee makes personal phone calls on the employer's time, they are stealing from that employer the time that they are being paid for to work, which they are stealing and using it for personal reasons. The same goes for the many, many employees who spend hours, in some cases, reading and sending electronic messages called email on their employer's computer during work hours, responding to personal emails. And this type of theft or thievery is so often unrecognized as sin in the eyes of many people, including Christians. I remember some years ago, I was a supervisor in a particular office setting, and I went to check on my employees. And when I went over to the side of the office where my group of employees was located, I came upon one of the employees balancing her checkbook when she was supposed to be working on the files that had to do with her work. She had her checkbook sprawled out and was completely balancing her checkbook and was first thing in the morning stealing time from her employer. Many employees will do personal errands or engage in work that has to do with their own personal needs during the employer's time when they're being paid to work. This is also a type of theft. Probably some of the most common employee thievery, pilferage, that many employees never see as being stealing have to do with taking office supplies from the office, whether it be paper, pens, or pencils, printing things off of the computer for their own personal edification. All these types of thievery fall into that category of stealing that the Bible tells us very clearly is against God's heart and against His word. If you're going to develop a lifestyle of holiness to which you have been called by the Lord, you will have to have as a foundational principle in your life that you will have a heart of integrity where you will be honest to the utmost in every dealing in your life. God wants you to display His character in the middle of a wicked world where everyone steals and everyone lies. Or it has often been said that it seems as if everyone lies and everyone steals and everyone cheats a little, and yet God has called us to walk in the light in the middle of the darkness. It's vital for parents to lay down this foundation of integrity in every small area of a child's life. Some years ago in Decision Magazine, an article was written by Dr. Robert Brandt called A Heritage of Honesty. And he told the story about the influence of his grandfather on the family in terms of being honest to the utmost. Robert Brandt's a doctor in Pennsylvania, and he took his sons camping one night, and by the campfire, he told them this story. About 100 years ago, there was a man who worked in a stone quarry who was injured by a sliding boulder. His foot was crushed. He was dirt poor, and he feared losing his job, for he had children in diapers and a pregnant wife. Because he could not afford a horse, he had to walk everywhere, so his injured foot was a constant, throbbing trial. A few days later, on payday, he limped to the general store for groceries and then hobbled home. When he pulled his receipt from his pocket, he discovered that he had been given too much change. What should he do? As his worried wife watched from the kitchen doorway, he began limping every searing step back to the store to return the change. After Dr. Brandt had told that story to his children, he asked them this question. What do you think, guys? Did he do the right thing? Was that trip really necessary? The boys quickly offered several alternatives, but after a spirited discussion, they concluded that he had done the right thing. Then the boys slid down in their sleeping bags as the fire died down. Only then did Dr. Brandt tell them the rest of the story. The young father who worked in that stone quarry never became rich, but he lived a long, happy, and honorable life. Before he died, he passed his values of honesty on to his children and his grandchildren. Even his great-grandchildren still hear about his honesty. "Where did you hear that stone man story anyway, Dad?" one son asked. "When I was just a boy about your age, I heard it from a kind old man sitting in a rocking chair with a cane between his knees. I sat spellbound as he rocked, slowly spinning his cane as he told me that story about himself. He was my grandfather and your great-grandfather." God wants us to pass on a heritage of honesty and the value of being honest in every arena of life. He wants us to be honest to the utmost, both in speech and in our actions. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.